First, as you said rightly, there should be sense of wonder. You see a star. If you don't have sense of wonder when you see the star, imagination cannot be fired. You cannot have imagination. You should wonder, what is a star? You know that beautiful small poem, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, no? How I wonder what you are. No? How I wonder what you are. So there should be sense of wonder. But mere wonder is not imagination, it is only one element. Then you should feel a deep experience of the star. Then you begin to imagine, oh, star must be like me. This is imagination. An image of me and the image of the star are brought together. I have always company of my friends, and a star also has company of many stars. So the star is like me. Just as I like to look at the star, maybe the star also wonders at me. It may be that the star is star to me, but I am also a star for the star. Therefore, if I begin to compare myself with a star, it's a result of imagination. So now you see there are three elements. One is sense of wonder, deep experience, second point, and then out of the deep experience, you begin to compare one thing with the other. And out of the comparison, many images come out. This is what she has said. Imagination is an action in which images are born. So many images come out. So Tagore, right from his boyhood, was a poet and therefore he had a great capacity of imagination. And those who have imagination, they always like freedom. They want to be free. They do not like that at the time when the bell rings, you have to rush into the classroom, sit down in the classroom, the teacher comes on the platform and starts lecturing. And if you see a bird outside, you should not even look at the bird. The teacher says, now attend to what I am saying. Don't look at the bird outside. The child feels that he is in a prison. This was the experience of Tagore when he was a boy. So he had said, schools are prison houses. And this boy, Anarg, he was not a poet. He had no imagination. But he was a thinker. And he used to feel that when teacher was talking in the class, his mind was flying in thought. Not in imagination, but in thought. Many thoughts used to come to his mind, and the teacher used to say, now listen, what did I ask you? And he couldn't answer the question. Because his mind was occupied with thoughts. So he always used to feel that he was in a prison house. And now he has come to the conclusion that now that he has passed the examination, and a big examination, he is now not going anymore to any school or college. No more prison houses. So he told his grandfather, colleges and schools are prison houses, and I do not want to be a prisoner. I do not want to be imprisoned in a college. Now the father was extremely, grandfather was extremely disturbed. How to explain to the boy? Yes?
If he didn't listen and he was always in his imagination, how did he get good results in his examinations?
Good! If he did not study in this, how did he get first in the examinations? You are so good. You are thinking about this boy quite deeply. He got through the examination so well because he was a thinker. Because he used to think on his own. And he had access to his library, his room of astronomy, and his room of books of the greatest authors of the world. He had free access to all of them. He had a beautiful house where he could go in whenever he liked. There was no prison in the house. It was like a beautiful sky, actually. Because he was not studying in the school, he was studying basically in his own house. Because of that reason, he had become first. Right? So he did not want to go to a college anymore, to be in a prison house. The grandfather was extremely unhappy. Now what to do? You tell me, what should be the argument of the grandfather to send him to the college? Why should he go to the college? Yes?
To be a better thinker.
To be a better thinker? Good. No? How to persuade? Yes?
To become a philosopher?
Yes?
To be the smartest in the world?
Huh?
To
become smart in the world?
Smartest.
Huh?
To be the smartest in the world?
To be smartest in the world. Anything else? Anyway, the grandfather thought of all these answers. He said to his grandson, look, you are a good thinker already. If you go to the college, you'll become a better thinker. You'll become a good philosopher. You'll become very smart in the world. You'll be successful in the world. And without going to the college, you will not get any job in the world. So you must go to the college. But the boy was like one of you, very strong in his mind. He had come to a conclusion and he would not budge from it. He would not move from it. He told his grandfather, I can become a thinker even while remaining here. So many books here I can read on my own. I've got everything here. Why should I go to the college and be put in a prison? For 2 days the debate went on between the grandfather and the grandson. Of course the grandson was very, very reverential. He used to worship his grandfather. He was himself unhappy to say no to his grandfather. But he was quite firm. He said, I don't want to go to the college. Now it so happened that after 2 days had passed, on the third day, a guest arrived in the home. A young man of about 28, 29 years of age, very smart man, very bright man. He came as a guest. And Shweta was in charge of the guest. She was supposed to do everything for the guest. To see that his room was beautiful, that he got all the facilities. Now the name of this guest was Videsh Modi.